Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be very interesting, folks. I got with me Tim Sheehan, and he is with Greenlight. Welcome, Tim.
Thanks, Lee. It's great to be here.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about Greenlight. How are you serving folks?
Well, Greenlight is a debit card for kids that parents manage from their phones. And you can think of it as kind of five accounts in one. So first, there's the kind of earning account where the kids can have chores assigned to them and tracked, and allowances can be automated. And then second is the savings account. And along with the savings account comes a feature called parent paid interest, where parents can kind of incentivize their kids to save by giving them, you know, any kind of interest rate they want to reward them. The average across all customers is about 18% APY, which is quite strong. And then the kids can also create savings goals and track their progress toward their savings goals. And then the third is a giving account where the kids can learn to give to nonprofits or charities. And then the fourth one is an investing account, which is coming very soon. And then, of course, there's the spending account with parental controls where the parents can actually choose the stores and how much their kids can spend at each store.
So this isn't just kind of a hypothetical debit card that's used for an internal bank in the home. This is actually a debit card that can be used out in the wild as well.
That's right. Yes. It's kind of this multi-purpose card that's kind of married to an app that the kids can have, but then also that the parents have, and the parents are kind of in control of everything.
And then what was the genesis of the idea?
Really, it started with my co-founders and me all kind of experiencing similar issues. And like I have four kids my co-founders also have kids. And so we were experiencing the problem and wondering if other parents were also having the problem. Did some research, and long story short, most parents were having similar issues, and, you know, not only in just being able to kind of instantly send money to their kids when they need to, you know, whether it's for a school field trip or for a traveling sports team, or, you know, for them to, you know, make a receive an allowance. There were just lots of different use cases where parents may need to be able to give their kids money. Of course, parents these days, we're not carrying cash in our wallets, not much of it usually, because we're using our debit cards and our credit cards mostly. So we not only solve that kind of, you know, practical problem, but we also provide this set of services and tools for parents to teach their kids to be smart about money.
And what is the age range for kids when they start with Greenlight?
They really can be of any age. There's some parents who add their kids when they're quite young, and they don't really have a need for a debit card, but they're using it for chores tracking and to automate the allowance that's tied to the chores. And then also to teach the kids about saving money and how you can earn interest by saving your money. So then as the kids progress and they get kind of to the tweens and teens years, that's where they may have a need to actually use the debit card. And so it's nice that the parents can, you know, have that oversight where they can manage how much the kids can spend and where they can spend it.
Now, is there a certain age you found that kids are more kind of their minds open to using money to make more money and kind of like this more financial literacy?
Yeah, yeah. Really, we believe in this whole concept of learn by doing. And so, you know, when you, if you just kind of talk about the concepts or the, you know, speak theoretically about stuff, a lot of times you might lose the kid's attention. But if you make it real and tangible and build it into their lives, they essentially learn a lot of this stuff by doing. So for example, you know, if you try to explain what compounding interest is or compounding growth, it's kind of hard to explain it verbally and they may not fully get it. But if you have Greenlight and you're using the savings account and the savings goals, and you set up the parent paid interest rate, the kids start to save money and they start to see the contributions coming from the parents to essentially reward them for their savings. And they start to see that, oh, okay, you know, in March, I earned this much interest. But in April, I earned even more because the balance was bigger from the money that got added in March. And they start to learn kind of these more, really interesting financial concepts or kind of practical, good financial healthy habits. They start to form these at a young age. And when they form them, those habits, when they form them at a young age, they take them with them into adulthood. And there's plenty of studies that show that when kids have, you know, become savvy about personal finance and they understand money well, they have a really high likelihood of doing well managing their personal finances as adults.
Now, I have a kid that's 22, and one of the first things we did when he was a working age, we put him in one of those investment kind of set it and forget it, you know, that takes out money and puts it in an investment account. And because I'm a big believer in compounding, and the earlier you start, the better. And we wanted to kind of demonstrate that to him. So now, now he's seeing it. Now we're going through a little financial crisis now in this period of time. And he's learning, he's like looking at me like, what'd you do with all that money that I just put in here? Where like he's having to learn other lessons about investing, that's part of it. I said, I'm trying to explain that, hey, everything's on sale now. If you believe in, American economy, trust me on this, that, in 20 years, you're going to be, this isn't going to be that big of a deal. Yeah. Does Greenlight help in teaching those kind of lessons too? Because like when the parent's giving in a savings rate of 18%, and the kid goes and gets a job somewhere, at minimum wage, and then realizes they're not even going to get minimum wage, how are those lessons being taught, or how do you leverage Greenlight to teach kind of more of the reality of life and savings?
Yeah. I'd say one of the biggest things that kids are learning is they're learning how to live within their means. And so what a lot of parents are doing is they're setting up chores and allowances, and essentially the allowances become kind of the kid's paycheck. And so they have to kind of manage it themselves, whether that's an allowance that's paid every week or every month. They have to learn, or every 2 weeks, they have to kind of learn to manage that money. How much of it do they save? How much of it do they spend? And they have to kind of live within that budget. It's kind of like a way to practice with budgeting. And it's okay because, the stakes are small, so it's okay if they make some mistakes. And so that's really the greatest benefit of Greenlight, is the kids get to practice and do these things, and it's okay if they make some mistakes, because it's best for them to make those mistakes now and learn from them versus to make them when they're adults. And on your point on invest, so I would say that's one big thing, is they're learning to live within their means, which I think is huge, because when they get out in the real world and they have their first job, they're not going to be making probably a huge income. And so, you know, they're going to be hit with, okay, I got to pay rent or mortgage. I have to pay all these utility bills. I have to pay all the, you know, my cell phone bill. I got to pay all these different things that they, you know, had probably little experience paying when they were young. And so learning how to live within a budget and how to, you know, basically only spend what you have, and save a little along the way for emergencies that pop up, that those are big concepts and powerful things to learn. And if you learn them as a young person, you know, you're going to take that with you into adulthood when you're out on your own. But I loved your question on investing, because right now I'm testing our version of investing that's about to roll out and become part of Greenlight. And we're putting in there some really excellent content that tries to address that question you asked about, you know, people who see their investment accounts, you know, plummeting over the past month. You know, how, and for kids, how do you explain that? How do you talk to them about that? Because, you know, you're absolutely right. It is a lot of these companies that, you know, are going to do well long term. You know, they're on sale right now. Or even if you just bought an S&P 500 index fund or ETF, you know, it's a lot cheaper now than it was, you know, say 2 months ago. And when you're right, when you think long term, that's the way to approach investing, is to buy and hold for the long term. I believe that's the right thing to do for investing.
Well, it's one of those things where the first question I asked my kid before we set him up this way, because I wanted to get an idea about his risk tolerance. I asked him, I go, do you believe in the American economy? Do you believe that it's going to keep inventing things and creating things that'll be valuable, you know, down the road? Or do you think that this is it? We're as good as we've ever been, and that, you know, it's going to be downhill from here. Like, I wanted to get kind of his perspective of what the future, like how he sees the future. And if he believed that America was done and then, you know, it's going to be downhill, then I would have adjusted, you know, where I would recommend where he puts the money. So is there a place for those kind of conversations in Greenlight?
Yeah. That's actually really impressive that you approached it that way, because when you sign up, you'll see this when investing rolls out as part of Greenlight, but I know it because I'm testing it right now. And one of the first set of questions we ask you before we kind of, you know, open up all the content and tools and resources to you is we ask you a series of questions to try to assess your risk tolerance. So I'm really impressed that you did the same thing. And actually, if you go meet with a financial advisor, you know, that's often what they will do, is first interview you and ask you a bunch of questions to try to understand what your long-term goals are, but also to understand your risk tolerance.
Right. And I've interviewed enough financial advisors that have told me, they're like, a lot of people believe they have a high risk tolerance. But when the market does what it did over the last few weeks is when you really know if they have a high risk tolerance.
That's right.
It's easy. Right. You know, when it's going up, it's easy to say, yeah, I'm for a lot of risk. Yeah.
That's right. You're absolutely right. It's smart to look at things in the long term, you know, and to say, like you did with your son, you know, that when you look over the long term, by, you know, putting your money in, you know, depending on what your risk level is, right? So if you are very young and so you're willing to accept, you know, high risk for long term maximum gains, you know, then you might, you know, have your money in a you know, S&P 500 index fund or ETF or something like that. And you know, I think that's a smart move, because if you look at, you know, since the history of tracking data on the markets, you know, almost any 10-year period that you look at, you know, people would have made money had they invested. And so I think that as long as you're investing for the long term, this is actually a tremendous opportunity to enter the market, because you're right, things have really been beaten down, although they've come back, you know, a little bit so far. But the way to look at it is definitely for the long term, and you know, don't feel like you have to track the market movements every day, because it can kind of, you can get caught up in the emotion of it all. It's best really to just focus on the long term.
Right. And I think that one of the benefits of Greenlight, especially early on, it enables you to have an easy tool to have these kind of conversations to slowly educate
That's
the
right.
kid over time, because these are complex concepts and they're very emotion driven. They can be. And
That's
a lot
right.
of people who kind of deal with money from an emotional standpoint don't necessarily make the best decisions over time.
That's right. That's right. And if you can make it tangible for kids, like if, you know, I think that was smart. You know, opened a real investment account. And so like, that's what our goal is with Greenlight, is essentially make it tangible for kids, make it real, you know, it's real money. It's a real account, you know, whether that be the spending account or the savings account or the giving account, or the investing account. It's like, it's real. They will interact with it. They will use it. And essentially they're learning while they're doing these things, you know, whether that's saving, investing, or spending.
Yeah, I think it's a great concept and a great tool to have these kind of really meaningful conversations with your kid by, like you said, making it become real. The only thing I would like to see if you can put in there, if there's any, I'd at least put it on the board to talk about, is to, if you can give them a sense of what, like when they get paid, that a certain amount goes for taxes, a certain amount goes for, you know, all the debits that come
yes.
out, that it isn't just a gross number where you say, okay, I make $10 an hour, so I work 10 hours, where's my $100? Because I'll tell you, when my kid got his first paycheck and he did that math, and then, you know, it was like a punch in the face. He's like, I don't understand. Like, I worked this, it should have been this, and why is it, you know, 3/4 of this?
That's right. That's right. You're right. The big shocks tend to be taxes, and then, you know, even kind of cost of sales, if you will. Like, I have a friend of mine at Greenlight. He was telling me a story about his when he was younger, he did kind of mowed a bunch of lawns, and, you know, had made some money, and he told his dad about it, and he went home and he said, look, you know, I made you know, $60 or $80 mowing lawns. And his dad said, okay, give me 30. And he was like, what, why? He was like, well, it was my lawnmower and my gas that you used. And so he was trying to teach him a lesson about, you know, sometimes, you know, you're having to pay for, you know, kind of the cost of sales, essentially. And, you know, or inventory, if you're selling something. But yeah, I think having something in there to help kids understand taxes, I think, is a good addition. You know, there's some other ideas I think that would be neat. You know, like trying to help them become more familiar with all of the costs, you know, all the bills that parents pay that kids really don't have any insight into. I remember there's some financial education services where they actually try to teach the kids about the different, you know, types of bills that they're going to face as adults. And so that's something that we've been kicking around internally at Greenlight as well. But that's a good suggestion.
And then I remember something that was very meaningful for me when I was, I don't know what age, but we did this exercise, was they said, where do you want to live? And everybody picked a city or whatever around the country, and they go, okay, go. And they, I guess at the time there were libraries, so we had to go and get the newspaper from there and go, okay, how much is apartment there? How much is, and we actually kind of had to do a budget based on if we live there. And then it just made it real. Like you said, how much is the gas bill? What's the average gas bill in that city? What's the average water bill?
That's right.
And you, all of a sudden you start doing exactly. that and you're like, I'm going to need this amount of money just to pay all my bills. Like it's a, you know.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. When you tell kids about the different bills that, that you pay, they tend to be shocked, you know, and just, they're like, what? You know, and you're like, yeah, there's the water bill. There's the power bill. There's
the internet and all the stuff that you like, your Netflix bill.
Yeah, exactly.
But if there were those,
and it's kind of funny. They really have no idea. So yeah, I would like to have that be something that kids learn through Greenlight as well.
And even if it's just what if kind of scenarios where they can play
yes.
adult, where they can
yeah.
go, okay, now you have
that's
this
right.
amount of money. How much money would you need if do you wanted to live here? And then it lets them kind of map out a pretend life, and then they get an idea of what it costs. You know, it sounds good to live in New York City, but once you figure out how much an apartment is, you know, it
that's
might
right.
be, you might want to pivot a little bit on that plan.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Exactly.
But I think it's a great tool just to, especially at the youngest of ages, to really get them kind of immersed in just financial literacy in a real way, not, you know, with stars on a board or some, you know, kind of pretend world.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah. I think, you know, what I love hearing the best is that is essentially all of the conversations that are prompted by using Greenlight. And what's beautiful is that the kids come to the parents and ask the question. Because you can imagine if we try to go to our kids and talk to them about some of these topics.
Right.
You know, if they're a teenager, we might get an eye roll or something, or, you know, they may not be interested. But when it's their money and it's their, you know, they're using this thing and they take an interest in something, they're going to have questions and they will likely ask the parent about it. And, you know, we see tons of feedback from our customers where, you know, kids might've asked the parent about, you know, like, the POS terminal prompted debit or credit. And so, you know, that led to a long conversation about the difference between debit and credit.
Right.
And, you know, if you had just kind of, you know, the parent had brought that to the kid and started talking about it, you know, the child might not have paid, you know, a ton of attention, but when it's something they're interested in, you know, they're going to raise the question. They're going to start the conversation. And so I think that's why Greenlight is succeeding, I think, is because essentially it's kid driven. Like the kids are engaging and using this thing. And they're learning while they're using it, not only by using the tools provided, but by the conversations that are prompted by using Greenlight. And so they're learning from those conversations with their parents as well.
Now, does it give the kid an opportunity to like have a goal to work towards, like, I want to buy an Xbox, and they put in Xbox,
yes.
and then a picture of an Xbox comes
yes.
up and says, $300, it's going to take you, you know, 27 weeks to, you know, if you continue.
It does, yeah. It has savings goals tracking in there, and it actually shows you, you know, how close you are to your goal. And it's that's a pretty popular feature as well in the savings area.
Right. So that's, again, those opportunities where the kid can do this on their own. It takes some autonomy and takes some control over their own situation.
That's right.
And then they don't
That's
need
right.
the parent and until they need the parent, you know?
Well, and it's nice to be able to, like, you know, for when the child says, hey, you know, I want to get this game or I want to get this thing, whatever it might be, you know, the parent can kind of turn that into, well, let's set a savings goal on Greenlight and save your money toward it. And when you save enough, you can get it.
Right.
And you kind of turn it into a, you know, productive, conversation or a productive action that they can take toward getting the thing that they want. But you're also not just giving it to them. You know, they're actually having to earn the money and save it, toward, you know, to be able to buy the thing that they have in mind.
Right. And it's a real life thing. It's them having control over what they can control.
That's right.
They can decide
right.
if I want it in a month, then I might have to mow those four lawns, or what else can I do? What other chores can I do to get there faster? You know, they have some semblance of control.
And maybe I won't buy this fast food or this ice cream, you know, after school. And yeah, they do. They have to make trade-off decisions. And you're right. They're in control to try to achieve that goal.
And it's a safe way where the parent, like he can, or the parent can say, you know what? Where'd all the money? Like, it's not like it's in the bank where the kid can just empty it out because, you know, they want that.
That's right.
Game, you know, like the parents still have some control over, you know, kind of crazy decisions.
Right. Yeah. The parent still has oversight over the account. And yeah, nothing crazy is going to happen. Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, Tim, thank you so much for sharing your story. If a parent wanted to learn more about Greenlight, what's the website?
It's greenlightcard.com.
Thank you so much for doing this, and it's a great concept, and congratulations on all the success. You're really helping a lot of folks get their kid ready for success by teaching some, you know, good habits early.
Thanks, Lee, and I appreciate you sharing some of your experiences too, because it's fascinating to see, because we're all of us parents are trying to do the same thing, which is we want our kids to grow up and be able to manage their money, you know, in a smart way where, you know, they don't get into credit card debt and they don't, you know, they do have some savings set aside for unexpected expenses, that are definitely going to pop up in life. So yeah, thank you as well.
All right. That was Tim Sheehan with Greenlight. That's greenlightcard.com. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.